You're listening to 88.5 WFDD. The art of body painting with clay or other natural pigments has been around in tribal cultures forever. Unlike tattooing, it washes off. And unlike temporary tattoos, the model often wears nothing but a thin layer of artistically applied paint. Recently, the practice was showcased at the North American Body Painting Championship that took place in Greensboro. From WFDD's Arts and Culture Desk, David Ford has more on this unique artistic practice, its impact on the artists, and their living, breathing, human canvases.
Three art students clutch fist-sized airbrushes and seem to struggle a bit as they paint small circles or straight lines on large pads of paper directly in front of them. They're trying to mimic the smooth and steady, relaxed paint spraying technique that's being demonstrated by Alex Hansen.
Relax the hand. Remember, just to keep it a little lower, and it's going to fall into place and just pull back.
Hansen flew to Greensboro from Italy to compete in the championship. The stakes are high, but he's found a way to deal with the pressure.
I enjoy myself. I really do. I mean, I have to have my music. I have to have a great communication with my model. I have to take a break and dance a little bit because you do a lot of mental preparation and physical preparation for the competition, but it's really when you get there, you let yourself loose and just trust yourself.
In the world of body painting, trust extends in several directions. The models are in a vulnerable position.
I've traveled all over the world actually for this now, and competitive body paint modeling is the hardest thing I've ever done.
That's model Adele Lennox. She flew in from Hawaii the day before the competition to get acclimated and meet with her artist.
Giving your body to someone from 9 a.m. until midnight, because they do painting for 6 hours, then we get judged, then we get photographed, then we're on stage, then we have to entertain people. It is a very long day.
But Lennox says the work, while exhausting, is also exhilarating, and the payoff goes far beyond the prize money.
I do this because it's totally changed my life. It gives you a new sense of confidence, and once the paint comes off, you're left with something that you didn't have before. And when you're actually covered in paint, me personally, I don't feel like myself anymore, so it's very empowering. And if you're like someone who's stuck, you can just get body painted, and you can change your life.
I think body painting is an incarnational art form.
That's five-time world champion body painter Scott Frey. He and his wife Madeline Greco live in the Triad, and their work has turned the region into a body painting mecca. Frey is revered for all the research and philosophy that underpins much of his work.
People have done rituals of maturation, of birth and death, and grieving, and coming of age, and used body painting in indigenous context to express those concepts. We've had experiences where people have had very powerful cathartic transformational experiences through being body painted, sometimes surprisingly so. It's really powerful.
Frey and his wife also find strength in something unusual about the art form. After weeks of research and dozens of hours of preparatory painting sessions and run-throughs, Greco says each of their amazing works of art disappears.
I think it's a beautiful practice of living in the present moment. We release our art immediately. It literally walks away from you and has a different experience. And you can't hold on to it. You can't keep it for yourself. It's meant to be shared, and it's meant to go off and have a life of its own. And I think there's an inherent beauty in that.
Alex Hansen has reflected on this art form and the role it's played in his development as an artist and as a person. And that dedication to the craft paid off at the National Body Painting Championship.
In third place, we would like to honor, from Brazil, Alex Hansen.
Hansen takes his prize on the runway. Other award winners came to Greensboro from India, Italy, and South Korea. After 30 years of world travel and now placing in this competition, Hansen feels like he's finally found his voice as a body painting artist.
I started airbrushing back in 1987, and that was horrible. For a year, I competed at this club every week, and I never won. And eventually, I realized that I have my name. I've worked on my brand for so long, for my personal self, to become who I want to be as an artist, that people say, hey, that's Alex Hansen. They see my work, and they know it. And that, for me, that's most important, that I can inspire people to develop their own thing and remember me because I did that.
Hansen's work is already inspiring body painters all around the world, and maybe more so than ever right here in the Triad. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.